Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Stardish Radio. Today is July 14, 2008, and once again, you're on Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. I'm your host, Joanne, and I encourage all listeners to call in and participate, 347-945-5423. And, of course, please participate in the chat room. I'm going to go over this week's schedule tomorrow, which is the 15th of July. We will have Jason Thompson, who plays Dr. Patrick Drake on General Hospital. He will be joining the cast of Night Shift Season 2 as the Chief of Staff of GH. So that should be interesting to talk to him about. Then on Wednesday, the 16th, Bradford Anderson will be joining us. And on the 17th, I will have Antonio Sabato Jr. rounding out the week. And then also on Monday, Carrie Southworth, who will be playing Dr. Claire Simpson on GH Night Shift Season 2, will be with us. I'm extremely excited about it. Tonight's guest will be reprising the role of the ever-so-hot cardiologist, come save me, my heart is broken, Dr. Leo Julian, but he will not be played this season by the character's originator, Dominic Raines. But again, we are keeping it in the family. The role will be played by none other than Dominic's big brother. Please welcome to Stardish Radio, Mr. Ethan Raines.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm excited to be on Stardish Radio. I don't know how else I can say that. I can say it in my language and possibly in Spanish, but I'll keep it English right now.
You can say it however you want. I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm excited that you're on with us tonight.
Fantastic.
And it's wonderful. My name is Joanne. I don't know if you heard that part of it.
Yes, I did. I listened pretty well, is what I've been told. So.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited to have you, I have to say. So, Ethan, let me start by welcoming you, and congratulations to you on the role.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And before we get into how you took that over from Dominic, I want to hear a little bit more about you, when and where the acting bug bit you and how you got started. Let me know a little bit more about Ethan.
Okay. So here goes. I need to take a really long, deep breath and see how long I can last. All right. I was born in Iran and lived there for a couple of years and moved during the revolution to London, and that was kind of our escape place to go to. We followed through right after our grandparents moved there, and we lived there for about 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. And I've always been into the arts. I never really discovered acting until my senior year in high school, where I got heavily involved into theater, and I was just a total kid about it when I got on stage. It was a place for anything to happen, and
right,
not be told that it's wrong or right or whatever. I can get away with a lot on stage. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
And so that's pretty much where it started. And it was something that I didn't really see myself doing. I actually wanted to be a doctor. I was studying science and stuff in high school and focusing on that. And I saw myself in as a prospect of medicine. My 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 I have an uncle who is a general surgeon, and I wouldn't say that I wanted to follow suit, but it was some science had fascinated me so much, and the human body, human anatomy was just the most fascinating thing for me that I could. I it was just it's it, for me another thing that fascinates me is astronomy, and it was right up there with that. So that's what I wanted to pursue. And I did so good in school for the first time ever in my life. I was so focused. And it was my sophomore year in high school. And my junior year, I kind of got off kilter. I started making friends. And senior year rolled around, and I thought that, you know, it was a good place to be. You know, I've come from a very artistic family, I guess you could say. My uncle, he's a painter. Whose work is just amazing and just completely outstanding. And my father, who did a lot of theater, and my uncle, who passed away at 24, he was heavily involved in theater and into filmmaking and stuff. So, so the background and I guess the seed was already planted at that point. But it was a place to be and to try things out. And growing up, I felt like I. Because I had traveled so much and I had never really had a sense of home, it was always difficult for me to fit in and to be accepted in groups. So the theater was a place where I can, that was a place of acceptance. It was a place to play. It was a place to try things out and feel like you're not being judged or. You know, it was an outlet. It was an amazing outlet to have, and I just drowned myself in it, which was beautiful. We got involved in UIL, which is a huge theater competition they hold in Texas, and you travel with your show, and it's a one-act show that you put up, and you compete with other schools. And I was involved in that, and I directed a show, and I fell in love with this play called Stand Up Tragedy by Bill Kane. And I 3 days I sat up and I cut down the play to about an hour. My director was like, I can't do 2.5 hours, but if you cut it down to an hour, we'll put it up. And worked it out. I was so passionate about this play. I was like, I really want to tell this story. So I cast the play. I designed the set. I starred in the play and I helped direct it. And it was amazing. It was just, and for the first time I felt like the love and the passion of the work seeped through. And so from that point on, and I just continued from there. And then I auditioned and got into Southern Methodist University's Meadows School of the Arts theater program, and with an emphasis in acting, and stayed up with theater throughout there, and then finally got an agent and worked locally, and then with a show, LAX, there was an NBC pickup for the fall season in 04 that we did, both my brother and I. And it started out as a very small part, and we developed a really good relationship with the writer and director. And we had a good sense of the characters, and then we worked so well together that they continued to add scenes to the pilot. And they finally picked it up, and they were like, you know what, we want to make you guys reoccurring on the show.
That was with
So,
Heather Locklear and
and Blair
Blair
Underwood,
Underwood,
yeah.
right?
Exactly. So, and when that happened, it was just, you know, it was just pick up your bags and head to LA. And I had just graduated from Southern Methodist University's university within a month of graduation. And when that happened, like that last semester of my senior year in college, it was unbelievable. You know, I had landed a role on Sin City, a really small part, which was amazing. I got to drive out to Austin. It was so spontaneous because I didn't find out I got the part until the day before the shoot. And then I was actually packing my bags to go to Iran for a couple of weeks with my mom. And then I get a call from my agent saying, you just got the part. You got a small part on Sin City. You got to drive out to Austin for 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, shit. So, oh, I'm sorry. I totally cussed.
Oh, that's
I'll watch
okay.
out for
No, we're okay.
that. And so,
We're all right. Don't worry about that.
right. So I drove out to Austin, and I shot for 2.5 weeks. I got to work with Benicio del Toro and Brittany Murphy, and it was amazing just to be amongst the presence of him.
Well, yeah.
Especially,
I mean, how can you turn that down? For I mean, even if it is just a tiny role, it was Sin City.
Yeah,
I
it
mean,
was amazing.
Know,
it was really cool. I got
something that you have to do.
Yeah, completely, completely. And it was just, for me, it was such a huge learning experience, you know, just to watch somebody work in that environment and to see his process and to see him, you know, the way he just goes for it in the scenes and what he brings to the character. And he's got such an amazing presence. It's, like, infectious.
Right. I have someone, before you finish that thought, someone just popped into my chat room and said, welcome him to the GH team. So they're welcoming
you
in the chat room.
They
can hear you.
So
some of them do get a little shy to call. So I will definitely, you know, relay the messages here and there. We're going to get to what Dominic is doing now. We're hearing about Ethan now. So Kim Won-sun, hang tight. We're going to get into all that kind of stuff. So go ahead. Finish your story. I want to hear about Ethan.
By the way, I love your accent. It's to die for.
Thank you.
I love it. Where are you from?
I'm from Yonkers, New York.
Of course you are.
Yes. I live in Florida now. Actually, I'm moving back to New York the 29th of this month. I've been packing for 10 years worth of crap for the last month. I'm moving back to New York from Florida.
Okay. Very good. I spoke to you the other day, didn't I? I think I spoke to you.
You know what? It wasn't me that you spoke to. When Dominic was on the show? I actually didn't. I wasn't on that particular show when Dominic was on. I was kind of in the background. You know how like Mother had never fought. You know, strays away too far. I was kind of listening in on the girls and stuff like that. I was doing like a little monitor thing. But there is a girl there who used to be on this show who is also from New York.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it's a pleasure.
Sin City. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure for me.
It was awesome. So what happened was I finished that up. And right before Sin City happened, there was a national competition for CBS. They were doing the CBS, I forgot the title.
Young and the Restless.
It was for Young and the Restless.
Right.
And they had traveled to 5 different schools to pick their guy and girl that they were going to have on the show. So they did an open call at 5 different universities that they had selected, and they picked the guy and girl out of each school, and I happened to be the guy from my school. And flew us out to New York. We did a live screen test. And with the votes of the viewers on the net that had seen it and on TV that morning on the early show, lo and behold, I got the part. So it was awesome. And so when I came out to L.A. For LAX, I had moved out here. So when they called me, and I was already here. So I went and I did a few episodes on The Young and the Restless playing Colleen's out-of-town boyfriend, and that was it. And then from that point on, just things started picking up, and started doing guest spots on different shows like Judging Amy, The Closer.
Right, and you did a CSI too, didn't you? No, The Closer.
I did The Closer. Yeah, I did The Closer. I did Earring, which was with Kelly Rutherford and Benjamin Bratt.
I remember that one.
Else, The Unit, which was amazing because David Mamet was actually the creator. He's the creator of The Unit, and he was directing that episode that I was on. It was so amazing. This guy's a legend. I mean, he's done so many. The plays that he's done are just unbelievable. And we just actually finished up Glengarry Glen Ross. So we did that for a couple of weeks, and that was amazing. So getting to meet David Mamet and to work with him for a little bit was beyond. It was really cool.
You finished a movie that's supposed to be coming out in October, right? A horror movie, Open Graves?
Yeah. It's set to be released end of August, towards September. And the
thing
in those two times. Now, it might be later. It might be in October. But from what
I think
I've been hearing...
IMDb said October 2008 was the release.
Yeah, yeah. It might be. It might be. But from what
right.
I heard last, it was between August and September.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's with Eliza Dushku and Mike Vogel, who just did Cloverfield. And it's just about a group of surfers, and I play a Spanish surfer. It's about a group of surfers that come across
mm-hmm.
a board game
mm-hmm.
that happens to take their life every time they play it. It's kind of, it's in the realm of
Jumanji.
Final Destination and Jumanji. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's got a beautiful backdrop. We shot it in north of Spain in Bilbao, Basque Country. It was
mm-hmm.
unbelievable. So it has a really special feel to it. So that's set to come out soon, hopefully soon. So
oh, that's good.
That. Yeah, it's pretty.
That's
it's
really
a fun.
Good.
It's very entertaining. Yeah, it's a very entertaining film.
Let's see here. Fast forwarding to Night Shift. Now, is it true, Dominic? Well, we know. I know. I don't. Everybody's asking me what Dominic is doing. Dominic is actually doing a play, Desert Sunrise, which is running from July 11th through August 9th at the Lillian Theater in Hollywood, California. So that's where Dominic is.
Yes, and I just saw it. I just saw it on Saturday, and I got to tell you, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. Yeah,
I have a friend of mine who's out there in California now for the fan club weekend thing, the GH fan club weekend, and I believe she went to go see it on Friday.
Did she?
And she said it was fabulous. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know how to stress it. It's I would not be doing any justice if I told you in words.
Right.
If I described it in words, yeah, it's just something you have to see. It's very moving. You know, it's about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and it shows how
mm-hmm.
these two characters and an additional character who enters the second act, how they get past their beliefs and their ideas, and it becomes about fundamental humanity and
their
relation with each other and not so much the conflict, you know?
Yeah.
The conflict is more of a backdrop, but it's about the relationship, and it's a love story. It's beautiful.
Right. Well, I heard him speak of it that night as I was listening to the show, and he had such passion in his voice when he was describing it. It just gave you goosebumps, you know. It was like he was so, so into it. It was really cool, though. But it was so if anybody that's out listening now or if you happen to download this show after it's over and you're out in California, it's running through August 9th, so you still have some time to go see it, Desert Sunrise at the Lillian Theater. Go support Dominic.
Yeah, please do. Absolutely.
So, now, he couldn't, he told us that, I think we were actually the first show to know that you were taking over the role, that he, you know, because the girls I know had prepared all these questions for him as far as Dr. Leo Julian, and he was like, wait a minute, I'm not going to be him no more. It's my brother. And then you just happened to walk in and picked up the phone. So, now, he's the one who encouraged you to go in for as his replacement, right?
Yeah. So when he found out that he was not doing it, we were actually rehearsing for Glengarry Glen Ross, and we were just about to open. And he approached me and he said, "You know, they're opening it out to the public. So they're opening it out, and it's on the casting call. So if you want to go in for it," and it stuck in the back of my head. I'm not kidding. It was like, I think it's a great opportunity. I don't know, it can either work against me or it can work for me going in the room. And I didn't want that to affect my audition or going in there. I was like, you know what, this is a brand new audition. It doesn't matter what's attached to it or what it is. And I told my brother, I was like, are you totally cool with this for me going in? And he was totally, totally on board with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and... I auditioned. I went through the entire process. Went through an extensive casting process with the first casting and then the callback and then the chemistry test. Of course, with the writer present and the executives and producers and all. And so I got a call that same day after my chemistry test saying that I got the part. And it was very cool to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I was super, super excited. because I had heard that, you know, the writer Sri Rao, who's an amazing writer, he's the writer of the show,
mm-hmm.
and he has developed the character. And
right.
And he has an amazing history behind him.
Right.
And there's so much, there's a couple more, he's very three-dimensional. He's written him as a very three-dimensional character, I feel. So
mm-hmm.
it's an opportunity, and you're going to see a lot of different sides of this character. He's very suave, he's very charming, you know, but there's also
right.
a very sensitive and vulnerable side to him that the audience is going to get to see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with good writing, he's made that available for me to explore. So,
I was reading somewhere that he actually wasn't too thrilled about you taking the role because Dominic was your brother.
Yeah, he's like, well, he's not going to get it because he's his brother. I mean, that's
right.
And that's what, you know, when I spoke to him, he told me about that, and I was like, oh, well, and that was, for me, to hear that
mm-hmm.
was, made me super, super happy.
Right.
Because it was not a replacement thing. It was not, okay, well, if
right.
he looks a little bit like him or he doesn't look like him or whatever it is, we're going to place him in that. It was about the work. It was about me going in there. And I told him, I said, you know, and I spoke to my manager. I was like, I'd rather it not go to me if it's going to be a replacement. If that's
right, right, right.
I wanted to go in there and do the work. I wanted to earn it, you know.
Right.
And for me,
and
that's just,
your own.
That's just, yeah, and just, yeah, and that's a personal thing.
Right.
Which was great. And so when I heard that from Sri, it was awesome. And I told him, I
mm-hmm.
immediately told him to thank you.
Right.
That was my response to it, you know.
Well, that's good. I can see what you're saying about that. You want it to be your own. You're not coming in there to play do what your brother did. You're coming in to do
it's a different,
you
we're
do.
Two very different people. Exactly. We're
right.
two very, very different people. We both have a very different dynamic. He had
mm-hmm.
and it goes for anybody that plays any role. You know, you have
yeah.
a different interpretation of the role, and you bring yourself to it, and you bring your own
right.
life to it, or your personal experiences, and it's going to be different, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. Now, at the same time, and I can ask my brother's advice and say, what do you think about these certain things, or what do you think works about this, or what doesn't work, what did you try? And it's really cool
right.
because it's an advantage for me. You
right,
know,
right,
he's
right.
very open to the fact that, you know, when I first got the role, he's like, you know what, I'm going to let you deal with it the way you want to deal with it, and you just, if there's any questions that you have, just let me know. And he gave me that, you know, that space of allowing me to do my own thing, which was awesome, and I really appreciated that.
That's good. Now,
and
did you ever watch Dominic?
You know? Yeah, absolutely, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. I watched him during, you know, the times when he was doing his GH,
mm-hmm.
when he was doing a few of the episodes he did on there, and on Night Shift, too, you know? And,
right.
You know, and at first, I told you, I was... I was like, you know, it's going to be, he's a very charismatic actor. And
right.
I said, there's going to be some big shoes to fill.
Now, you wanting to be a doctor from the get-go, so to speak, are you having a hard time with any of the medical jargon? Does he help you with that, or do you know a lot of it?
No, I didn't get that far in my medical field.
In wanting to be being doctor.
Growing up,
okay.
No,
uh-huh.
I was sophomore in high school, so I didn't see as much as that. But what's great is we have somebody on set who deals with the med, who's actually a nurse, and
okay,
who deals with a lot of the medical, and who writes some of the medical terms
mm-hmm.
and inserts them in the script at specific places, of course.
Right.
And so she's there. She's present on set all day, and so if there we have any questions with pronunciations or what they mean, and it's important
right.
to know what you're talking about. It's
oh,
very
absolutely,
important to know what you're talking
right.
about. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
And even to personalize something that might not make any sense to you is really important. So, to have her on set is really a blessing. But what I did is because she was not. I had 2 weeks before I started the first episode, and in the first episode, there's a lot of medical terms that I deal with. And so what I did is I just got online and just did my own research on the medical
yeah.
terms, on what they mean, on
WebMD,
you know, how they're
website.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important. It's important to know. It's really important to know. It's also educating me at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and especially being that you did have a former interest in it, too, so I'm sure that probably makes it even more interesting.
Oh,
I always get a kick out of that to see if they're saying stuff. 'Cause I went to school to become a medical administrator, but I also had to learn the language, you know, just because I was, I was going to be a paper pusher, but I still needed to know the terms and stuff. It's not easy. It's definitely
not easy.
That's for sure.
It's not, and especially when the stakes are really high and you have to fly through the scene and you've got a bunch of medical terms and it's like you got to work on your you got to work on your pronunciations and make sure you do a few tongue twisters before you start the scene. You know, otherwise you start jumbling the words and you know.
This is so true.
And then you're sounding gibberish by the time the scene's
over. Yeah, right,
like,
right.
Wait,
right.
Are they showing this in German? I thought we're in America. <What's going on?
laughs> Oh gosh, no, you're right about that. Ethan, I do have a couple people on hold that would like to speak with you. Are you ready to take
a
couple callers?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course,
okay.
I'd love to.
Our first caller, her name is Maggie. She calls the show all the time. Maggie, you're on the phone with Ethan.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so cute and beautiful soul.
Wow. She said you are very cute and have a beautiful soul.
Oh, it takes one to know one. The same back to you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I really want to deal on Tenable Hardware Nut Tip.
That's right, July 22nd, Maggie.
July 22nd, that's right. You'll get to see me, I'm really excited. I'm excited, too. I'm excited to be on there, and I hope you enjoy the show, Maggie. I really do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank
Maggie.
You.
Have a good
thank
night.
Thank you so much, Maggie.
Bye.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye, honey. She's so sweet.
She really is.
She calls every show. She's a diehard Silk fan. Diehard
awesome.
Silk fan.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
It's
she
adorable.
Got her dream the other day. Her all-time favorite is Brandon Buddy, who plays Cole Thornhart on One Life to Live. And had him on the show last week. So she's been in seventh heaven ever since. So she's just I love that feeling, you know, to be able to have them call and get to talk to you guys. Oh, it's so cute. It really is.
That is so adorable. Bless her. Bless her heart.
The next area code we're going to go over to is area code 703. You're on the phone with Ethan Rains.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm trying to stay cool out here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I just had a question.
What's
your
name?
My
name is Jojo.
Jojo?
Yeah.
Jojo, my name is Ethan Rains.
I know. You're playing Leo on Night Shift.
Yes, I am. Super excited. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. I saw the first season. Actually, didn't really like the first season, but... I might go ahead and give the second season a chance.
Definitely, I'd say it's a different show. The writing is very much different. The new writer is from New York. He did a show on the N Network, it's very cool. The show, I feel like, you know, I had worked with somebody just on the script. Before I had started the show, and which is a huge fan of Scrubs, and she's like, I feel like they've taken some of the characters from Scrubs, and it's very banter-like, and it's a very fast-paced show. There's a lot of wit. It's written very well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of I feel like he's captured a lot of the humor in the scenes, and it's very cool. So it's going to be different. The writers. It's obviously a very different group of writers, writer from last season, new actors, a few new actors, along with Antonio Sabato and Billy Dee, now they have Tristan. So we'll see how it goes. I hope you tune in and you enjoy it.
Yeah. My question was, I know that you're replacing your brother Dominic as Leo on Night Shift. Have you been approached by GH people to possibly play him on GH?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Right now, I haven't even looked. I haven't even looked past that. It's funny. I've been asked that question a few times. I haven't been approached, so I have no idea if it's going to happen or if it will. But right now, I'm very focused on what's happening here, which is amazing because there's so much going on with this show, and it's good to have enough time and space to just focus on this. But am I open to going on to GH? Sure. That'll be very cool. But I haven't, to answer your question.
Okay. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to meet you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, JoJo. Now getting back to your cast now, you've got quite a lineup this year. I mean, I have to agree with her in some aspect. Truth be told, I stopped watching Night Shift Season 2 I don't know if you know, remember the scene that...
You mean Season
Spinelli,
1?
Yeah, in Season 1, when Spinelli and Jason were in the elevator and they had to cut the woman open to give her a C-section, that was the last one that I watched because I just thought, even for Soap World, that was just so far-fetched and ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
I said, I can't imagine what else could be there. And right at that point, and these are characters that I really, really like. I just thought it just went out the window for me at that scene. So what I'm hearing now is that it's supposed to be kind of like Bizarro World now. You know, it's Tristan Rogers is going to come on and portray Robert Scorpio, and him and Rob, it's going to be like him and Robin never, you know, skipped a beat. They've always been in touch. And so how are they going to do this for Leo now? What's going to be in store for him?
Hold on one second. Let me change spots. I was just standing outside. Hold on for one sec. Okay, what's going to be different for Leo?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I'm of course going to watch it, but I just like I did the other one, I gave it a shot, but after that one scene, I was really just disappointed because I thought it was just, I've been watching soaps forever. I mean, never in my life did I ever have to see somebody take out a pocket knife and give a woman a C-section in an elevator. I just thought that was insanely ridiculous.
Wow, I didn't watch as much as that.
yeah, so that was the last time I watched it. So I was like, I really, really hope that they change it up because if it was anything like that, I didn't know if I would really want to watch it, you know? And then
I have to say that it's, from what I've read, we're getting into shooting the fourth episode this next week. And from what I've read, it's not as far-fetched.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say as to go that far with it. I mean, we have our table reads, and everything seems pretty real at this
point.
There are some. I did have a couple of questions with the third episode, and then I found out that the story was taken from a real-life event. And I was like, whoa, I had no idea. And it became about something. I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to ruin it for the audience members. But I had a question about something that was like, you know, and then I found out they actually did take it from a real-life event. And but from what I've read, it's not as far-fetched. It's not as far-fetched as that. I didn't have any idea about the first season. But, yeah, I can't say there is right now, at least from what I'm reading. You had another question for me. I'm so sorry. As I was walking out, there was about...
No, that's okay. I was just saying, like, what is going to be different for Leo now? I mean, Leo, they kind of just had him... I don't even know how to explain how they had him, truthfully, because I think they kind of wasted his character both on Night Shift and on General Hospital. It was, like, very underused, You know, there was a lot of potential there for him. So, like, what are we going to see?
Like you're saying, it wasn't developed, or it wasn't as three-dimensional.
Right,
he didn't show his side of the story, where he came from, when he's about. I agree
with
you. That's a lot of the problem that I had. I mean, like when I watched it, and that's some of the problem that, I mean, that's the problem that my brother had with it also.
Oh, I bet.
And it was difficult for him because it wasn't developed, and it would be difficult for any actor. You know, you have to obviously develop your own personal story in life to bring whatever it is. But I know when I watched some of the stuff that he was doing, and he was, you know, there's a couple of scenes where he was romantically involved, just a couple of scenes, like almost one-night stands.
Yeah, right.
But where did that come from? I have no idea.
Right.
This season, I have to tell you that you're going to see a whole different side of him.
Hmm.
You're going to see why he does what he does, why he is the way he is. You're going to see his background. You're going to see who he's related to, how that person has come about in his life, how he has come about into the other person's life. You know, the love interest, his you know, his beliefs of certain things in the medical world. It's going to be as specific and as elaborate as that. It's very much developed. You're going to see 3-4 different sides of this character.
Oh, good.
You know? Yeah.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah. It's and it goes, I have to tell you, that goes for every character. You're going to see that with every character. Sri is an awesome writer. He's very generous with these roles. He's been very generous with these roles.
Right.
And he's giving each actor a wonderful opportunity, I believe. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice. You're going to see a dynamic. You're going to see an ensemble of actors, you know,
mm-hmm.
working together. And you're going to see the relationship between each actor.
Right.
You're going to see where it comes from, you know. I feel like it goes much more deeper than it did the first season. To
right.
make a long story short, he's gone much further in depth with these characters than they did
right.
in the first season. Much more.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you here. I'm going to have four of your castmates so far this month. Jason Thompson, Bradford Anderson, Antonio Sabato Jr., and Carrie Southworth. They're all going to be on the show within this week and next week. Tell me a little bit about each one of them that you admire working with. I mean, I don't know who you're working with, who you're not working with, but I'm assuming...
I've actually got to work with, let's see, you've named Antonio Sabato, Carrie...
Uh-huh.
Jason, and who else was the fourth one?
Bradford Anderson.
Bradford Anderson is, I don't believe he's going to be on the show.
Oh, really?
I don't think he is. He hasn't been. I don't think he is.
Okay, that's good to me. Okay, go ahead.
Good to know. I'm sorry?
No, that's good to know, because I've been reading, that just means the information I got was wrong, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They might bring him in somewhere in the middle, but I have no idea. We're about to get into the fourth episode, and he hasn't been written in from what I've been reading.
Well, let's start with Jason Thompson.
Jason is wonderful. He's wonderful. He has been on GH for a couple of years, and it's because, you know, the soap opera world moves very fast. It's helpful to have actors around you who are there, who are present, who are listening, you know, so you're not left out there alone in the ocean of the scene. And Jason, I have to tell you, has been there, you know, and I'm not saying that because Jason has nobody else has, I think we have an amazing cast. Carrie
mm-hmm.
Southworth is wonderful. She's very funny, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
She's very funny, very colorful, very spontaneous. And she's just lots of fun. She's a lot of fun. Jason is very sincere, very grounded as a person, it's very fun to work with him. And there's sometimes when, like, we were shooting a couple of heavy scenes, and that required quite a bit of emotion. And he was, you know, and until the scene was over with, at some point, you know, he was there. He was like, "Let's do it again." He was like, "Are you good? Are you?" He kept telling me, "Are you good? Are you feeling okay? Are you you want to go one more time? I'm here." You know, he was constantly reassuring that, you know, because it was a heavy scene. And, you know, there's a couple of pointers he pulled me aside and he says, you know, possibly try it like this. Not try it like this, but it was more like, what do you call? Like just giving his input on something that was very necessary for me, something that helped me out quite a bit. You know, very something that was technical as far as, you know, the camera angles, but it was it was helpful, and he's very helpful. Antonio Sabato, I haven't really gotten, I haven't had a scene with him yet. And I've, you know, his dressing room is right next to mine, so I've gotten to speak with him briefly. And, you know, he's on the celebrity circus. And he got, apparently last week, he got, like, an all-score 10 on the judges panel. So I got to, you know, give him a hard time about that a little bit last week.
Well, I see.
But, you know, he seems like a very nice, you know, very down-to-earth guy, you know. You know, I love Sonia. She's freaking awesome. She's
Isn't she amazing?
She really is. As an actor and as a human being, she's wonderful. The guy that plays my brother, the Craig Julian. Kyle Julian. Kyle Julian. He's terrific. Geez, who else? Kimberly is wonderful.
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. is great. Billy D. is a character. I love him. The way he works, he's awesome. Just to see him work, just to watch him work is really good. He's a lot of fun. Yeah, everyone's solid. Everyone's solid. It's a blessing to have a cast like this. It really is, where they're so giving, so present, and so available. You know, and just good people too. You know. So it's really nice.
That's good. That's like really important. Now, without giving really too much away, I don't want you to give anything away because I hate spoilers. Personally, I don't even read them on the internet. You know, unless I'm, you know, if I come across it while I'm researching someone or something like that, then maybe I will because I like the element of surprise. So far, you're going into filming your fourth episode. So based on what you've done so far, could you see a third season coming out of this second season?
You know, I haven't seen anything as far as the shots. I haven't seen what it looks like on, you know, on TV. I have no idea what it looks like. The cast, with the cast that we have, with the group of talent that's in the in on set, and with the writing, yes, I do. If the first season, if they did a second season because the first season did so well, I don't see why they wouldn't do a third season because of the second season. Because the writing is solid, the characters are developed, and the actors are very, very talented. You know, and a lot of things are very different. It's an HD. It moves fast. It moves. You know, it's much more like a series than it is a soap opera. Which is really cool. Like I go up and I watch like House MD, and I watch, you know, and you see like Grey's Anatomy, and these are brilliant. You see how well they're done. You know, and just for references, I tend to look them up, and I look at House, and it's very, very cool. Like, you know, there's scenes in there with that I have with my interns where he's presenting something, where he's presenting a case, or he's first introducing himself, and it's very cool, just the way he comes across. You know, he's very lovable. You know, it's written, he might be a little irritated, or maybe he doesn't want to be there, but at the same time, he's having fun, which is very cool about the character.
That's good. And you went to the Emmys, correct? Am I right?
Yes, I did.
You went to the Emmys.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Different.
Yeah.
It was. It was definitely different because I was like, okay, they got a limo the limo's picking me up, which is totally cool. Come pick me up, and then we go to the red carpet. I get out, and nobody knows me. They're like, who's this guy? I'm like, okay, this is very humbling. Very, very humbling. So I'm like coming out, and then you've got, you've got Sonia in front of me, and then you've got another, God, I forgot the, her name, she's a very big soap star, who's right behind me. And so you're like this invisible human being walking across as people are taking their pictures and people are screaming out their names, which was great. So it was cool. I felt like I was I felt like I was a guest there, more like somebody that was like, you know, that they brought out from outside just to watch what was happening. That's how I felt.
Right.
Which was awesome because I got to see things. I got to watch things and,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a spectator.
You saw how insane soap fans really are.
Yeah, I got to see a lot of things, how people deal with things. And especially going into the Kodak Theater, I got
mm-hmm.
to sit back and just watch everything. You know, you see it on TV. This is the biggest thing for me is, you know, you
yeah.
sit there and watch the Emmys or the Oscars on TV, and then you're sitting there and you're sitting inside this place and you're like, so this is what it looks like on the inside. This is what it feels like. You know, it's very different. You have this idea of what it is when you're watching it on
right.
TV, and then when you're there, it's so different. You know?
Right. Did you participate in any of the fan club events this weekend?
You know what? I was Manai and Kent
and
had
Kent?
One. Yeah,
right.
I
did
went
to that
one
one
with my brother, actually. Both my brother and I went.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
how was that? They're great girls, right?
Yeah. Oh, my. They're my favorite, hands down. I love those two. Those two are just wonderful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful, wonderful girls. I got to see Ron there, who's on the first season. I don't know the name of his character. He was there. Sonia was there. Kim was there. And just going in there, it was cool just to go and meet the fans.
Right.
To meet everybody. And, you know, at first I walked in there and I was standing there on the corner. I was just looking at everybody. Like, everyone's, like, surrounding other people. And I'm, like, I'm sitting there and I'm, like, just watching people. I became a spectator. Yeah, it was really funny. and then finally somebody approached me and they were like, so are you Dominic's brother? I was like, yeah, my name's Ethan. And she's like, well, it's nice to meet you. So you're going to be the new Leo? I was like, yeah, I'm going to be the new Leo. And then, you know, she went and told somebody else went and told somebody else, and all of a sudden you had four or five people around taking pictures, and I got a
right.
meeting with new people, and it was really fun. It was fun. It was
That's
different.
Good.
It was fun. So
that,
it was
that
good.
Had to be a kick. Well, last year in November, they had some of the cast from Night Shift show up for Super Soap Weekend in Orlando, and if I'm not mistaken, Dominic was there. If they do decide to do that again this year, would you go?
I totally would. I actually went with him last year when he went to Orlando.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's the World Disney, right?
Yes.
I went with him. That was awesome. That was very.
Really?
That was a lot of fun. It was cool.
Yes.
It was really cool. Yeah, and he was wonderful on there. So, I would totally do it. Yeah.
Yeah, the soap fans are definitely loyal.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree. Yeah, they truly are. I don't know who I was talking to, but so I was talking to somebody last night that was like, you know, the soap fans are more hardcore than they are other celebrities in Hollywood, you know, if you find.
True.
It's like you put a picture of Susan Lucci and Sylvester Stallone all over America, and they'll point Susan Lucci out before they pull, you know, point out Sylvester Stallone. And
absolutely.
Like, who's this guy? But I know her, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, it goes in. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well,
it's very
yeah,
well appreciated,
because,
you know?
Soap actors are accessible. They
yeah.
make themselves available to the fans. Well, most of them do. And especially General Hospital fans. I have to say, since doing the show, and I've been an ABC girl my whole life. I'm 38 years old, and I've watched soaps forever and a day, on and off, you know. And ABC tends to have a following that some of the other networks don't have.
Uh-huh.
And General Hospital and Night Shift now definitely have a bigger following than One Life to Live and All My Children.
General Hospital does?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, you do. General Hospital
wow.
and now Night Shift. If they can, I know last season it was extremely popular, and if it was something that they continued to do, something along the side of GH, it would increase as well the same way. I have to say that all of the shows that I've had so far, if I had to sit and compare guests from All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital, most of my listeners tune more into the General Hospital shows than they do One Life and All My Children.
Wow, that's a heck of a compliment. That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's really, really something else.
What a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah, GH is definitely in a world of its own. That's why I like when I have not yet to get out to California to do any of those things. I normally don't do fan events. I mean, I'm a single mom with two kids. There's no time for fan events. I'll do Orlando. You know, that's me and my girlfriend's little, you know, mom's getaway weekend, but that's about it. So I look forward to having, you know, the more of you guys show up and stuff like that.
I would love to go out and meet and meet the fans and just meet people. That I think that's amazing. That really is.
Yeah.
I would love to meet you in person too. Absolutely.
Oh, we definitely will eventually. I promise you that.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you the same as I tell a lot of the other actors that I have on that are brand new. Even if, I mean, because I know that Super Soap is an invited thing. Even if, God forbid, some stupid reason they don't invite you, go anyway. Go anyway. I mean, you know, just do it for yourself. Do it for, you know, just for you. I mean, I don't know. Do you have a fan club set up or anything like that yet?
Oh, I don't. I don't. Actually, a couple of the girls that I ran into from the previous soap dish that were at Manai and Kent's function.
Oh, Jennifer and Desiree.
Yes, exactly. Jennifer and Desiree. They are setting something up apparently on a chat, a message board.
Oh, okay.
So I gave them my email, so they're supposed to get in contact with me, and we're supposed to set that up.
So we can keep in communication with people. Absolutely,
yeah.
To keep your communication open with the fans, that's really great.
Absolutely.
But as far as a fan club president, having a fan club president that can help you organize events is what I mean. Chat boards are one thing.
I haven't discussed that with anybody, to be honest with you. I think that would be
very
cool.
Dominic could probably hook you up with somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely ask him.
Because then this way you can definitely see. I there was a couple of actors that were on One Life to Live that were really new last year, and I said, just go. I mean, because you do have fans, and they will appreciate you going. Just have your fan club president send out a mass email that you're going to be at such and such location. Go out, have a few drinks, and, you know, a little intimate thing, and let them get to know you a little bit better. Kind of like a little, you know, a little something, get to know you event or whatever. I think that's
sure.
The perfect place to do it.
That's awesome. I'll definitely do that. I'll definitely keep that in mind so I can do that. For sure. I'll just talk to my brother about that and see what I can organize.
Well, I'm sure they'll end up having the whole GH Night Shift cast. I mean, that's what they did last year. And again, unless they're stupid, they'll ask you. I mean, they just, and I say that to everybody because that's just insane for them not to ask because you guys, I mean, you're not even. The show hasn't even aired yet, and the popularity is like the buzz is everywhere and everywhere and everywhere. So, I mean, it's there. It's there. And can I honestly tell you truthfully, and don't tell Dominic,
I thought
you were younger than Dominic.
He won't do anything, I promise. You can totally tell him.
He
gets it. It's so funny. He gets it most of the time that he's the older brother, and which is fine by me. My gosh, maybe it hasn't hit me now, but I'm sure when we're in our 30s and 40s, it'll be something I'll be too depressed about.
No, but yeah, you do definitely look younger than him. But you're both gorgeous. Regardless,
I really
so I guess age really
that.
Doesn't matter. Now, do you have your own MySpace page? Because there's a fan page dedicated to you. But so what you have to understand also is that a lot of fans will go out and start making MySpace pages, and they'll say, they'll put your name on it, and then until you get into it, then, you know, you'll see somewhere, you know, in fine print, this is a fan page. This has nothing to do with Ethan, blah, 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 that kind of thing.
Yeah, that is a fan page that actually a friend of mine built in Dallas. She created. And she created it specifically for the film that's coming out. I mean, if you go on there, you can see a lot of the stills from the film with Eliza and with Mike. That is something that's available to the fans if they wanted to hop on and leave messages and, you know, be in communication.
So you would definitely get messages if
I wouldn't get messages. There's certain messages that the person that created the site would send to me. But as far as going on there and being a part of that, it's definitely available to the fans.
Okay. People are asking in the chat room definitely for that.
Absolutely.
So, that's a good thing. Yes, the lines of communication are open, everyone. Just go leave messages, and eventually, you know, they'll get back to him, but he does not run it officially himself. So just clear that up right now. Because we had one actress, Julie Berman, who's on GH. She does not have a MySpace page, but there are a million of them out there claiming to be her. So when we had her on the show, we just flat, okay, Julie, do you have, no, I don't. Okay, so this way it will stop. What about an official website?
An official website I do not have. I do not have. And I have been procrastinating for a long time, to be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. That's okay. It'll all come. Wait till you see. The demand will start to show, and you'll be like, wow, I really got to get this done.
Yeah. It will. I'm sure at some point. If it doesn't, if I get on there and I'm searching for my webpage, I'll just make one.
Gosh. Well, I'll tell you, you always have an open invitation here. And
I really appreciate that. You're very enjoyable.
Would love for you to come back on when your movie's ready to come out, and I'll definitely stay in touch with you through your publicist. And if I can get from you a little promo for the show, this is Ethan Rains on Stardish Radio. Do you think you could do that for me?
Sure, absolutely.
Recording.
Okay.
So we're already recording, so you can say it whenever you're ready. So if you want me to count you down.
This is Ethan Rains, and you are tuned in to Stardish Radio.
Wonderful. So now, listen here. I definitely expect you back when that movie comes out. And
definitely.
We will definitely meet. And if you do get to go to Super Soap, which I'm telling you should go anyway, you will definitely.
So I'll see you there if I go then, right? Is that where this is coming from?
That's what I'm saying, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, Ethan, thanks so much for tuning in to Stardish with me tonight. I had a blast. Everyone in the chat room is sending their love. And,
send them my love back. They're all very sweet and
Well,
very
they can
kind.
Hear you. They can
well,
hear
good.
You.
Well,
so
everybody,
they can
you guys
hear
are...
You.
Well, bless you guys. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Just kick back, relax, and enjoy.
July 22nd, SoapNet, 11 p.m. Eastern
you got
Time.
It. Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself, Ethan.
You
have
too.
A great night.
Okay, hon. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. We have 1 minute remaining. Jason Thompson tomorrow. Bradford Anderson Wednesday. Antonio Sabato Jr. will be with us Thursday at a special time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you make a note of that. And Carrie Southworth, who will also be from GH Night Shift on the 21st. So check the calendar, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Thompson, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for listening to Stardish Radio. Good night.